Audience, what will you give her when you come in the studio today?
Nothing.
What do you expect? Matinee with Bob and Ray, a public service feature presented every day at this time, except Saturdays and other days when the time is different. Check your local papers.
Not here at all.
Check your local papers for time and correct station. I understand that other radio stations in Boston are trying to drown us out.
I understand that other radio stations
are trying to jam our signal.
Turn themselves off when we come on. Or is it turned us off?
The report has come to my desk that other stations are trying to jam our signal, Bob.
Okay.
And I want to stop.
You'd better get out of our technical laboratories over that, I think.
And we'll discuss it a little later when it's time to get around the round table and discuss questions of public interest.
Right.
You see, friends, this is a homely program.
And everything
homely.
Here is homely.
Try to keep everything homely on the show and make it real. You'll fit in there, Billy.
Well, speaking of that, I think our homely philosopher is all set for his daily program, don't you?
Why not?
Down there at the old candy store?
Yes, sir. Let's go down and visit with the old proprietor of the candy shop, our old philosopher friend, Ben Dover. As we're looking on Ben, he's reaching into the cracker barrel.
A new line I put in.
All right, he's reaching into the cracker barrel for a new line he put in.
Well, I think I'll reach into this new line and see if I can pull out a cracker barrel.
Wonder could I come in and talk
Somebody
with you,
ought
Ben?
Somebody to be coming down the store and giving me some business one of these days, real soon.
Ben, I'm outside knocking on the door.
I'll knock on the door maybe this morning even. Maybe
Ben.
Somebody will come in and buy some bonbons.
Ben, wonder could I come in and talk with you?
I'll just go over the door.
Well, I'm going to come on in anyway through these
curtains. Oh,
Hello, Ben.
Nearly bumped into you there, Pliny. Where you been?
Come down to drop in, see how things
What'd
were.
What you come down for? Drop in, see how things are going down
That's
here?
That's right. Come down to thank you,
how
too.
How do you feel? Thankful for everything I've done for you and the folks here in Rivers Mouth?
We're all mighty grateful to you, Ben.
How do you feel about it? Grateful?
We're all
how's
grateful.
Your family and your wife and kids.
Grateful.
All that sort of stuff.
Mighty
you feel
grateful.
The same way, too? What'd you come down for this
morning? Well, I've dropped in to tell you we're grateful and want to thank
say,
you
want
for
to sample some of these bonbons?
No, thanks. I just wanted to thank you, and I'll be on the way.
I see you got your dog there with you.
Thanks, Al.
It's like an Alaskan husky.
Excuse me, there's a late bulletin just handed me, Bob.
What is it? What does it say?
It says, your coffee is ready.
Oh.
You see, I have coffee brought to me during this program just to keep my golden dulcet tones.
Well, Godfrey has Coca-Cola.
Because I'm not singing coffee. Because.
And not unless he plays the music for you.
Because.
And so we end another program of Vocals
Live. So long, friends.
Bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
Bye. Returns tomorrow. Stay tuned to these same stations for Clayton Quince.
Too bad. We tried to get Billy B. Van on the program today, but we didn't have time.
Well, I wish we could because Billy could probably give us a lot of good old-fashioned philosophy songs.
We used to have a half hour, but today they gave us 2.5 minutes.
Right. And the program is a little bit shorter, therefore.
Therefore, it is shorter.
Well, now I'd like to sing, can't you hear me calling Caroline, Caroline, Caroline. Can't you hear me calling Caroline?
Caroline.
Oh, Caroline. Calling for you, Caroline.
Why would he call me?
No, we didn't call you, Mary.
Well, I thought somebody
Caroline
was calling me. Hello,
well,
friends.
Well, she's in. We might as well let her today, of course.
Hello, all you friends out there in Radioland. My theme is cow. I've changed my theme. It's cow.
Cow, 47B.
That's it. A cow in Switzerland.
That's a lovely melody. I wish you'd put that on wax, Mary.
It is on wax.
It
but
is?
More about that later. That's another teaser.
Oh, I see.
I'm putting on a regular teaser campaign about them records.
Well, I've heard whispers about you in the subways.
Well, what were they saying?
A whispering campaign, I guess.
I don't know as I like a whispering campaign going on about me, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, is it true you've changed?
Well, a little bit.
Signs all over the subway.
I'm a little different than I used to be, now that I'm well-fed and have a little money in my billfold.
Oh, I see. You mean the money's rolling in, eh?
We're in my pinch bank.
In your
what? I call it my pinch bank.
Your pinch bank.
Uh-huh.
And,
I pinch from it all the time.
Yeah, you look for... big things for Yuletide?
I can never get big sums. I can never. I used to start off by putting all my pennies in.
Mm-hmm.
Then all my nickels in.
Yeah.
All my quarters in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start pinching from it.
Yeah.
I come home and I don't have nothing to put in, so I take a little out.
Well, maybe you'll see better days.
And it doesn't add up, that's all. Mm-hmm. But that isn't why I'm here today, friends. I'm here to talk to you all about enjoying life more.
And we know how they can enjoy life more, Mary, don't we?
How's that?
Well, there'll be more about that later. I don't want
to... Oh, will you two birds stop
over? He's off a commercial. He jumps in there whenever he sees a lawn shot.
Let me take a look at the commercial situation.
It's a little better today. It's improving.
First of all, we have a regular cigarette sponsor. Mm-hmm. And we'd like to hear from them now.
Just a few satisfied women and men. Just a few's over and over again. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Chesterfield's ABC.
We're in luck today. We only had three sponsors who hired the program and then backed out at the last minute.
Well, we're improving our record all along. Now then, about this guest we have.
Yes, sir.
Let's introduce him to our two friends out there in the long radio lane.
You two folks listening will, I'm sure, be familiar with the name when we tell you who our guest is, and I think you'll be very happy to hear from him again.
Billy Bevan, Bob Elliott, Billy Bevan. I hope the four of you have a good time.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bob.
And my name is Ray.
Hello, Ray.
Hiya, Bill, old boy.
Why, I've seen you before.
Yes, you sure did.
Yeah, we had the sunshine in New England, and Ray is with us all the time.
Oh, that's a point, Billy. You won my orchid for the day.
Well,
you get an electric blanket on your way out.
Sure.
Oh, get an electric blanket.
Billy and I used to do programs together. One we did together. I was up in Lowell, as I recall.
Did you?
Yeah, on a program Spreading New England's Fame.
Spreading New England's Fame.
That's right.
That was quite a long ago. Was that?
Oh, what, 40 or so?
You don't remember the song, do you?
No, I don't.
The theme song?
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, the theme song?
Oh, no, I don't.
Our hearts beat with pride as we stand side by side, spreading New England's fame.
Oh, that's right. I remember hearing it, but I was checking with the cashier about my money at the time.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, you ought to record that, Bill. That's a great song.
I did record it.
Did you record that?
Yeah.
That's on Black Market Label, isn't it, Bill?
No, not on Black Market Label. We're advertising Calvert's booze.
Uh-oh. Excuse me, the phone just rang.
Hello?
You want to call that? This is WMFM and WFMM FM.
Another phone just rang here. Yes, this afternoon. Right off. Bye.
Bob, you go. You make a better appearance in front of a judge.
Billy, how about telling us about some of the old days, some of those great shows you were in, Little Nemo and Patsy in Politics.
And Bolivar's Busy Day.
Yeah.
And, well, the first show I was ever in, it was that juvenile pinafore. They were raising money for the...
They don't wear those anymore.
...building and maintenance of the crippled children's hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And the fella came over to Philadelphia and wanted to put on the show. My mother was organist in the church, and she had a choir of about 60 kids. And he wanted to hire the kids to put it on at the Academy of Music. And they put it on, and you couldn't buy a seat. For 3 weeks.
Is that so?
And then they took us away on the road. And we went all the way to California. And we raised over $1 million.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
For the crippled children's hospitals.
Yeah, that's almost... What year was that, Billy? Do you remember?
Well,
Let's figure. Come on.
You want me to tell the truth?
Come on. Let's figure.
Well, it was... I was 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I was born in 78.
So that would make you 47 right now, the way I calculate. 43. 43, I'm sorry. I never was good at figures.
I can never carry two over to four.
No, I can't.
My wife and daughters may be listening in, you know.
Hey, I understand that there's quite an interesting story on how you met your wife.
How I met her?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
know. Where you met her?
Well,
I'd like to introduce
you to your wife when you met her.
We were together in the Rainbow Girl.
Yeah.
She was the prima donna, and I was a clown. And first day I met her, I made up my mind. Didn't take me over a minute. I made up my mind right away that she was going to be Mrs. Van. And I saw an old lady sitting out in the audience, out in the seats that we were rehearsing. And I said, "Who's that old lady out there?" She says, "That's my mother." And I hollered at her and said, "Hello, Mom." And she wanted to know who that fresh guy was, and Gracie told her. And she said, well, don't you ever marry anybody that's on the stage. So I quit for 1 week.
You went off the stage for a week.
And we were married.
Well, that's wonderful, isn't that? That's a very unusual story.
And now she's the mother of a large family. One of our daughters is on the Godfrey program in New York.
Is that so?
Mary Ann. Mm-hmm. And my other daughter, you'd never believe what she's doing.
What's she doing?
She's a detective.
Uh-oh. Come on, Billy. We'll see you later.
Yeah, I know. Now, wait. I didn't bring her in. She didn't
pull up, Stiddy.
She didn't come up. She didn't come up.
Oh, it's all right.
I understand. I understand, Bill, that in that...
Just don't intimidate these guys.
In that performance of HMS Pinafore, you played the role of Dick Deadeye. Was that
Dick
right?
Dick Deadeye, yeah.
Oh, we have Pistol Pete over here.
Pistol
right.
Pete.
Howdy, howdy.
Yeah, howdy.
Talk about the Old West, if you'd like to.
Pleased up to meet with you.
Yes,
pleased
sir.
To meet up with you.
You bring your 5-6 guns in here, Pistol?
Yes, sir, my 20-gallon hat.
You brought that along, too, eh?
Yes, sir. I love the smell of that band on the inside.
Oh, we haven't time for a Western thing today, I don't believe.
Well, you know better. Or
Billy, you're the honorary mayor of Newport, New Hampshire, they tell me.
The only mayor in the United States who don't get paid.
Well,
is that so, really?
Yeah.
Aren't there any other towns that have just honorary mayors?
What do you think my salary is?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Absolutely nothing.
You, what do you think?
Can you get along on that?
Well, I've been getting along on it for years.
Well, it's okay, then.
Sure.
Is that so, really?
Yeah, a lot of them up there, they come to me, and one man come up from Washington. He was a friend of Truman's.
Who's that?
Truman, you remember that fellow?
Fellow from Missouri.
Yeah, from Missouri.
Well, piano player.
Yeah, used to sell neckties.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you remember.
Sure.
Well, they come up there, and finally they got tired of talking to me, and they...
Can't you
said,
excuse
said, what are you, a Republican or a Democrat? I said, I'm both. He said, what do you mean, both? Well, I said, what little intelligence I have that the Lord gave me, I use it to vote for the man that I think is best qualified for the job. I said, if I wanted my corns trimmed, I wouldn't go to a barber.
Ray does.
No.
Yeah, he does.
I do, yes, Billy.
Is that
just
right?
That's a funny quirk.
I wonder what was the matter with your haircut. Yes, certainly is a sight.
So, well, we have in front of us this the Newport, New Hampshire newspaper. Yeah. I gather it's put out twice weekly. And this is volume CXXVI, for those of you who are interested.
1921.
It's pronounced Sigurdvision. And it's the Argus Champion.
Yes, sir.
And that's the name of the paper. There's a picture here of Billy. In front of it says, Billy B. Van der Head, a new soap and cosmetic business.
That's right.
Well, what's that? Are you going to be another Lady Esther, are you?
No, Lady Esther. I'm doing the greatest favor for men in the world.
Uh-oh. Stand by, Ben.
No, I had my experience, and as I told the fellow here a while ago, that the other day, I went home, went upstairs, took a bath with my new soap, Van Pine, came downstairs, and a man knocked on the front door. I went to the door, and he looked at me. He said, good morning, son. Is your grandfather home?
Well, sir, you mean the soap will do that for you?
It'll clean up everything but your conscience.
Well,
and it may help that.
That sounds like a wonderful
plan. Well, I have a cake here in front of me.
Uh-huh.
There's a late bulletin there.
All right, I believe that's... A note from one of our correspondents.
Leo Egan evidently has penned a note. Do you remember Leo, Bill?
Yes.
Sure.
Well, they just handed me a note from Leo Egan. Leo Egan called and said to tell you that you sound better than you did in 1940. Oh, gosh. That's a long time ago.
He did those shows for a while.
And you sing better, too.
I remember at the time everyone saying, Ray, I like you better than Leo Egan on that program.
Yeah, and I remember they saying to you, I don't like you as well as Billy B. Van on that same program.
Same thing.
But, Leo was a great guy. We had a lot of fun with that.
Oh, you're getting in trouble Leo. Saying that on this program.
Oh, yeah. I know, but everybody's a great guy in my estimation.
We don't speak to Leo Egan. It's a very touchy subject with us.
No, really?
Very, yes. Yeah.
And, well, I didn't know that.
Leo Egan said the Red Sox would win the pennant last year.
He did?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Well, he had no right to say a thing like that.
In front of us, he said it.
Now, sure. Leo, don't you ever speak to me again.
Say, incidentally, Billy, we have in front of us this soap you're making.
Yeah.
And it smells very piney.
Well, it is piney.
Sure, it has pine boughs on the label.
Does it linger,
yeah.
I mean?
Does it linger?
I mean, do you smell like a picnic grove after you have this...
You don't go in the country at all. You don't need a vacation. Just take a bath with that.
Hey.
That's all there is to it.
I think we should incorporate that in our advertising, Billy.
I think you ought.
At our next advertising board meeting, bring that up before you leave.
Bring it up and find out how much they
do. Billy, will you sing something? You're an old singer.
Will I?
Sure.
Bill Green and Ken Wilson can play anything you want.
You can't name one song that they don't know how to play, except Turkey's Patrol.
All right.
And you don't know the words to that, I hope.
Can you play Spreading New England Spain?
They don't know that one, I don't
what
imagine.
What key is that in?
Oh, the back door key.
Back door key they can't play.
Play it in the gear of E. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Go,
sure.
Boys.
Our hearts beat with pride as we stand side by side, spreading New England's fame. From the shores we love to the hills above, Yankee progress we acclaim. Real happiness in the things we possess, may it ever be the same. So we're hand in hand here in Yankee land while we're spreading the word.
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
Thank you, Nick Kenny, for those wonderful words.
Thank you, Billy V. Van. That was wonderful. And we want to wish you all the luck in the world with your new venture, and we hope that everyone will be buying Van Pine salt.
Everybody. I'm glad you said everybody.
Everybody, we
meant to.
We'll be very happy to clean up the world.
Thanks, Billy, for coming in. And now here's Ken and Bill, our augmented orchestra of 83 pieces.
Wish we knew what they were playing.
Playing Linda.
Oh, Linda.
And here they are.
And loves of Linda Lovely. Yesterday, Josh told Gertrude that Henry would never return from deep, dark, dank Africa, and that Finchley, who's been missing these past 8 years, might be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Today, we'll hear Linda say,
"Hi."
But first, ladies.
Baby, it's cold outside. And it's time to put antifreeze in the car or truck or tractor. So I'll tell you, ladies, about Nutro. The new Nutro is a scientifically improved permanent antifreeze that you put in your radiator once and then just forget about freeze-ups. Tell your husband to get Nutro for his car or our car. Nutro gives you better, longer-lasting protection. And, ladies, It tell Dad it saves money, too, because it doesn't evaporate or boil away. And Neutro, as its name implies, is neutral. Absolutely harmless to car finish and mechanical parts. That is, if you're sloppy putting it in. Also, it's anti-rust. Tell Dad it's a good product. Neutro. It's a good product, ladies. It's been tested and approved everywhere, and you get an unconditional guarantee of freeze protection with absolute safety. Yes, you'll be smart if you put in Neutro now and forget about freeze-ups for good. It's Neutro Permanent Antifreeze. N-U-T-R-O. Neutro. Now at your favorite service station or garage. If they don't have Neutro, call Onco Auto Supply. Highlands 2, 6420. Highlands 2, 6420. Or the Lincoln Oil Company, Boston.
Now, the life and loves of Linda Lovely. It's late afternoon as we look in at Linda's small house in Riversmouth. She seems to be alone in the living room as a crackling fire burns in the hearth. She speaks to herself.
Oh, Linda. Linda. Linda, do you realize that you're on the brink of great things?
Linda, you realize you're sitting too close to the edge of that chair?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Uncle Eugene.
All right. I'll be right down.
I wonder where David is, ever since you went out.
I'm right here, Linda.
Oh, David. Thank goodness you're back.
I've been standing here behind the sofa all along.
What were you doing behind the sofa, my darling?
Looking at it.
You mean, David.
I spend hours each day looking at the sofa.
Oh, David, you're a rock.
And the rocking chair bequeathed to you by your dying grandmother.
Requesting grandmother?
Hey, Dave, they're awful close to the edge of that sofa, you know.
I know, Uncle Eugene.
Oh, David.
By the way, where's Uncle Earl?
He's up here with me, too. Say hello, Uncle Earl. Hello, Eugene.
You see, they both sound alike, you late tuna rinners.
They're both twins, you know.
Oh, my darling David. Home with a wallet full of loot.
Linda, I stopped off at the Romany Tea Room today.
David, I told you not to do that. I thought you'd been when you came in.
I haven't had milk toast for so long. I just had to stop at my favorite milk toast spot.
Did you bring home any, David, in a Kleenex?
No, but I did bring you home a surprise.
Oh, my
here God. In this box here.
You mean?
Yes, a Tiny Tim Tin teddy bear.
Oh, David!
For Christmas gift giving.
Oh, my darling. I wish all our listeners...
Say that once, Dave.
A Tiny Tim Tin teddy bear.
I wish all our listeners...
I'm the only one in the program who can say that.
I wish all our listeners would have one of those things.
Oh, they're much too expensive, Linda.
You think they are?
It would be nice if all of your friends could receive one of these.
Do you think
return mail.
If we spoke to the sponsor and had him have all the buyers of his products save up
things... I believe the phone is ringing. I'll get it. Hello?
It wasn't
yes,
ringing.
Sponsor.
David.
Oh, you won't.
David, the phone isn't ringing.
He says he won't pay for it.
There it is, David.
Hello? Yes, sponsor. He says no, he won't pay for it.
What?
Goodbye, then. Until the next time. When? Possibly you may tune in again.
Oh, wait a minute, David. David. David, come over here. I was looking through the album...
The album?
I never knew you wore sneakers at our wedding.
I had hoped my long stock would cover those up.
Oh, my darling Dave. You are always so funny.
I still have those sneakers.
As Mother used to say, odd.
I still have those sneakers here.
Oh, do you, Dave? Why don't you run up and put them on?
I believe I will.
You have them on now, Dave.
So I do.
David, you're too close to the fire.
Yes. Yes, I see what you mean.
You could use a bar of Van Pine soap.
How about that, Billy? Was that good?
It will clean everything as I told you.
Okay.
Your conscience.
All right, David. That voice, it seemed to come from
the
wall.
Excuse me, Linda. Our time is up for the day.
Huh?
We'll have to cut this episode short.
Oh, you know better.
Right.
Or best, as the case may be.
Listen tomorrow for the next chapter of Linda Lovely, presented by... Well, it could be Kendall Soaping.
Tomorrow, you'll hear a police officer say to Bob and Ray, "You're under arrest."
That's tomorrow on the life and loves of Linda Lovely.
Sure. True. Go ahead, let's have one. For goodness sakes.
15, 15, 15... Sophine, 15, once. Sophine, 15, twice. Sophine, sold.
Sold at the amazing low price of 15 cents to the thrifty housewife who wants to save money on wash day soap and still have the whitest, brightest, cleanest washes in town. That soap is Sopine, S-O-A-P-I-N-E, your biggest wash day bargain. Buy one package of Sopine at the regular price, and with it, get a second, an extra package for only 15 cents. Pay your grocer the regular price for the first package. Get the second one for only 15 cents. Think of it. Buy a dozen packages while this big bargain offer lasts. Save money. Get cleanest washes. Ask for, reach for, the big red, white, and blue packages of Sopine.
15, 15, 15, Sopine. 15, what? Sopine.
16.
Shut up. That was supposed to be faded out before he got
Well, incidentally, we're all thinking over about Sophie and so forth, and thought it'd be a good idea for you to go out and buy a whole flock of it.
Right, buy 100 or 200 cartons of it.
Buy instead of a turkey for Thanksgiving.
A place of that, too.
Well,
some people may not go along with that idea.
Bob, hold on to the edge of your seat. We have another commercial right along.
I think there's a train coming in.
I believe you're right.
Here they come. Thick, sweet, frozen fresh, Ford Hook lima beans for only 35 cents in a 12-ounce package. And listen to this. Thick, sweet shells 2.5 pounds of these delicious, tender, all-green Ford Hook lima beans to bring you this 12-ounce package.
Only 35 cents? Well, at that price, I must get several packages.
Yes, and at the same time, also get two other frozen foods that are being featured. One is a 16-ounce package of thick, sweet, frozen fresh red raspberries. The other is a 16-ounce package of thick, sweet, frozen fresh squash. Remember, all thick, sweet frozen foods are thick, sweet. Stay sweet.
Wow. That's all there is to it.
Sounds very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly will want to try that myself.
I believe we have time for a few questions for our question man who is here today. And who has a pile of mail that's been piling up for weeks and weeks.
Thank you, announcer.
Right there.
Let's dip right into the mailbag, quick.
This first listener would like to know, in climbing a mountain, do I have to go up?
The Suwannee River was written by Stephen Foster at Bardstown, Kentucky.
Thank you. A listener in Millis would like to know, why is sterling silver?
Birmingham and Pittsburgh. One is in Alabama, the other Pennsylvania, I think.
And the final question we have. I was riding along by a golf course the other day and saw little men walking around hitting golf balls.
The sky is always blue.
That's all the time we have, I think, for your questions. Do you have any more answers to squeeze in?
No, I don't. In fact, I don't have any time to do anything right now except wrap up all these rough edges and put it in cellophane and offer it for sale.
Right.
So if you like this little package, friends, of nothing, simply send a postcard with the word nothing on it, and you'll receive nothing by return mail.
Or
the postman nothing.
Get the big economy 2-pound size of nothing. It'll last you for years.
You'll have nothing on hand then.
When friends drop in.
Well, I guess that's about all the time we have, except to remind everyone that this public service feature is presented every day at 1 o'clock, except on some days when it isn't. So check your newspapers again.
We won't be heard next Wednesday morning at 10:15.
Oh, Fred Cole will be giving the weather forecast. Bill Green played the piano. There was the great Wilson at the organ. Shall we join our engineer? Thanks again, Billy B. Vance, for coming up and gracing our program.
Matinee with Bob and Ray is the name of the feature. All
sign
material
out.
Has
quick.
Been copyrighted.
Sign
you don't need much time.
No, just sign out.
What kind of
all
the
material, that's all you have.
Oh,
you
let's give it a big plug. I like the young man that does this little program.
He writes a nice plug. I've read a lot of his stuff, and I predict he'll go far. I wish he would.
This is WHDH in Boston.